巴尔的摩发生的示威和骚乱讲明当地的警民关系是几咁紧张。警方强调，他们是在谋杀和枪击案高发社区努力减少犯罪，但是当地居民就指责警方实施暴力执法和使用攻击性的手段。
The police officers cannot keep on doing what they're doing to the black community. You feel what I'm saying? It's not really a black or white thing. But
巴尔的摩居民戴瑞尔菲佛话，警察唔能够再继续对黑人社区做咁样嘅事啦。呢啲实际上唔系白人同黑人嘅问题，但系大部分黑人兄弟确实有咁样嘅感觉。代表呢个社区嘅马里兰州议会议员安东尼奥海耶斯话，警民关系改善需要时间。
There's a lot of distrust many times on both ends of the spectrum, whether you're a citizen of Baltimore or whether you're a police officer.
我亦是话，无论系巴尔的摩居民，抑或系警察，双方都对对方非常不信任，因此佢哋需要双方刻意咁样努力，逐步咁样弥合关系。社区领袖表示，自从格雷喺警察拘押期间死亡事件以嚟，民众对警察嘅信任程度下降到有史以嚟嘅新低。巴尔的摩市长史蒂芬尼·罗林斯·布莱克接到通知，司法部将会对巴尔的摩警察局展开民权调查，看看警方是否存在系统的虐待或者歧视行为。
We have to have a police department that believes wholeheartedly in community policing, working in partnership with the police to have safety.
史蒂芬尼·罗林斯·布莱克话：，佢哋必须要信任警察局，因为警方全心全意咁样相信，只有社区联防同警民合作，先至能够维护更加安全嘅社区。要做到呢一点，大家必须揾到建立信任基础嘅方法。如果冇呢一种信任，警民关系系唔会得到改善噶。这个社区的其他人正是寻找重建警民关系的途径。巴尔的摩居民乔安·布鲁尔多年来一直敦促警方寻找杀害他的仔和孙的凶手，他希望警察能够同很多年前的这样同居民保持互动。
When we had police officers walking the beat, you knew every police officer that walked the beat, you knew them by name.
乔安布鲁尔话：一个社区有你能够叫得出佢哋嘅名嘅警察喺度巡逻，警察亦都认识住喺嗰度嘅每一家人。有啲咩事情发生，觉得唔对劲，你就可以话俾警察知，佢哋就会处理。后嚟警察局唔再派警察巡逻啦，问题就出喺呢度啦。曾经担任过巴尔的摩警察嘅罗伯·温霍尔德同意呢种睇法，佢讲。
Police officers can be great facilitators, conveners, and problem solvers as long as they have the resources to bring the bear in communities because they're often the first point of contact. And then ultimately,
the quality of life. So again, I think a sound community policing model is the way to go. The police is often the first person to contact the person. Only so, everyone can get the quality of life improved. He believes the healthy community policing model is the right way because it can bring about长远和可持续的改变。鉴于目前巴尔的摩居民对警方的信任破灭，社区领导人和居民预期要花费很多年的时间才能够重新恢复警民之间的互信。以上是美国音记者西姆金斯巴尔的摩的报道。